Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A lot of kids will use the trail, especially down in Falls Church in Arlington, use the trail to walk from home to school and vice versa.
That's park manager Carl Moley. But this winter season, Nova Parks has a plan to keep all that snow and ice away.
Something that we're going to do this year is pre-treat the WNOD trail.
Nova Parks has bought a tanker trailer that will put brine down before the snow starts flying. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,181, NASDAQ at 67,62. In sports, sweet victory for the Wizards, beating the Trailblazers 106-92 with 51 points thanks to Bradley Beal. Caps host the Blackhawks tonight. WMAL's news time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant. Chris Plant, 9 to noon.
You know, we talk about stuff here that needs to be talked about.
Well, I love your show.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
No doubt about that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Make Potomac Metals and Plants on River Road your one-stop decor destination for holiday interior decorating services, fresh flowering houseplants, or beautiful floral arrangements. Potomac Petals and Plants will put your home into the holiday spirit. Visit Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And some of our trouble spots this morning will begin first. Maryland, Aspen Hill, serious overnight crash. It's called for an accident investigation. It was a fatal incident. Closed is Georgia Avenue, coming southbound, diverted onto Connecticut Avenue, and north on up at Hathaway Drive for the incident, but take Lay Hill Road as your workaround. So plan on that for the rest of the morning commute, according to crews at the scene. Pennsylvania Avenue, southeast commuters, inbound Pennsylvania Avenue, right near Minnesota Avenue, still have accident activity. It was along the right side, and I'm looking at delays not just on Pennsylvania Avenue, but Minnesota as well, so be prepared for that or try to avoid. Let's get you across the Beltway. American Legion Bridge, good. Just a little bit of volume out of Virginia. To the Wilson Bridge, looks like we're stacked up now before you get to St. Barnabas Road, but I haven't had any broken downs like yesterday along the way, so we're moving along here to get across the bridge span. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slow. We're doing pretty well. Virginia Beltway, heaviest stretch right now just as you come out of Springfield toward Annandale. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
About to give way to some sunshine. Upper 40s near 50 degrees all day. Overnight tonight, colder, 37 with a few clouds around. Seasonably chilly tomorrow, near 50 with clouds and sunshine. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs only in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 45 degrees right now at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:15, just a few minutes away, Noah Pollack will join us from the Weekly Standard to discuss the President of the United States' decision today, that announcement that he's going to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That's happening today. And then 8:05, Ken Kwiatkowski joins us, the Breitbart legal editor, to to talk about the goings-on at the Supreme Court of the United States. A lot of interesting drama there. We'll fill you in. It's all ahead. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
I get your kicks on Route 66.
Oh, to discuss your favorite road. Route 66, I-66, and those tolls, Virginia House of Delegates Republican Caucus Chair Tim Hugo. Tim, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Mary, thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about I-66 and these tolls. Not a lot of people happy about this. I think the high that they reached was $40 and change, and it depends on when you get on. And if you're in a carpool, you can ride for free. That's not possible for everybody. Is this working out the way it was supposed to?
No, Mary. You know, 2 years ago, you know, we campaigned and we stood out on the side of the road and had a press conference and we said, look, the way they're working this thing, it's going to be at least $17. Well, we were wrong. It turned out to be $34, $40. You know, the Governor McAuliffe said, oh, it'll be $6 or $7. Well, he was wrong. It's not what was promised. It's unacceptable. It's outrageous. You need a part-time job just to pay for these tolls. It's crazy.
No, it absolutely is. Now, do we know how many people are getting any numbers as to how many people are actually paying, or are these all carpools, people who are using?
If it's the $40 toll, it's the single individual having to pay that. And, Mary, you know, the toll's outrageous. Here's what I find the worst part of it. Think about it. They've been planning this for over a year or so, right? Is it just a little bit convenient that they announced Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats announced these outrageous tolls just days after the election? They've been planning. They could have announced this a month ahead of time, 2 months ahead of time. They wait till days after the election's over. It's convenient, but it's wrong. We've got to stop this. We've got to put some bills in to try to fix this, make it reasonable, make it so people can use these roads. It's a public road. This road's already been paid for by your tax dollars. Why do you have to pay for it again with a $40 toll?
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday, and you know, you've got a situation here where the governor's even admitted out loud that the whole point of all of this is behavioral engineering. It's to modify the behavior of drivers to get them to leave their cars at home and stop driving to work. And I don't know how you feel about that, or if that's the kind of thing that you're interested in, but that seems to be what politicians in Virginia are interested in when it comes to I-66 and these arduous tolls for some people.
Well, the thing is, some of these other roads, the tolls have built new construction. This is nothing new. This road's been there for decades. And you talk about behavior modification. The first thing it made me do is grab my wallet. And that's just not what you want to do when first thing in the morning when you're trying to get up and get to work. I think it's wrong. Look, they've expanded the hours, the restricted hours. You've got a $40 toll. I think the General Assembly is going to come back and say the McAuliffe tolls, the McAuliffe taxes are not right. I'll be putting in a couple bills to fix this. I'm sure some of my other colleagues will. We're going to fix this because people just can't afford it. It's just wrong. And again, it just boggles my mind and insults me. Insult the taxpayers. You do this just days after an election.
Right, yeah.
If you really want to do it, man up and do it before the election.
Right, where a 10-mile stretch of road costs twice as much as it costs to park in the city for a day. So you've got this situation where all of this money is being spent. Let's say that, you know, people actually are crazy enough to be like, oh, I'll spend $40 or whatever. Where's all this revenue going? If it seems like all of a sudden this should just be a huge cash cow if we're going to charge everybody like these exorbitant rates. Are we going to see like some real changes here because of this, like flying cars and stuff?
Well, I think if you look at what they originally proposed, they were proposing bike paths and walking paths.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not quite sure how many people are strolling from Centerville to D.C., but I'm not. And I don't think a lot of my constituents are. So I think it's ridiculous. I agree. It's behavior modification on steroids. It's just foolish.
Does this money go into any kind of dedicated fund, or does it go into just a general fund?
It's supposed to go to other paths, other routes along the 66 corridor. Well, what other road? You can't build another road there. What they really should do, they want to do it widen 66. That'll help. If you wanted to build new capacity with this money, widen 66, but they're not doing that. They're talking about bike paths and other things, you know, some money for a few little bus routes. I just think it's ridiculous. Again, Vince, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's really just behavior modification they're trying to drive. It's wrong, and we've just got to say that's foolish.
Yeah, we were speaking with Aubrey Lane yesterday, and he was saying that, well, if you don't want to pay the toll, you just pick somebody up, put another person in your car. And I'm just curious as to, well, where do you find other people to just throw in your car? Do you have to hire a homeless guy to just, like, ride into D.C. with you?
Well, I think Aubrey's talking about, like, the slug line culture that's on 395, where you go and just basically pick people up. It's organized hitchhiking is really what it is. But the point is, $40, you can't do that. They wanted to get people to, you know, use this road to maximize it. Well, $40 is just an insult.
Well, I mean, part of what they were saying was that, look, I mean, I don't know if it was like 40% or some massive percentage of the people who were already using 66 during its dedicated HOV time were single drivers, people who were sort of violating the rules already. And now this is just the state's way of saying, okay, well, if you're going to do that, we're going to charge you to do it. So I guess the impact is that it's supposed to decrease the volume on 66. But now what you have is, as a result, is if you're decreasing the volume on 66, you have exorbitant tolls on 66, and then all of the other roads that lead into D.C. are going to get added volume from those single drivers deciding, oh, now it's not really worth my time.
Boy, it's going to clog up the other roads. But here again, go back, Vince, think about it. 2 years ago when we said this is a problem, I mean, literally, I remember having a press conference in the rain. We remember standing on the side of the exits, you know, with these signs, $17 tolls. And they said, no, guys, you're wrong. $6 or $7 tolls at the max. That's what boggles me. Come on, promises made. Promises unkept from Terry McAuliffe. They said $6-7 tolls. It's $40. That's what insults people. You just say what you mean and do it. And they said something and they didn't mean it.
I want to ask you about your own electoral situation here while we have you before we let you go here. You're supposedly, as last count that I saw, 106 votes separated from your Democratic challenger, Dante Tanner. What's the status of everything going on in your electoral career right now?
I mean, we've been certified. I've been certified by the state as the winner. Mr. Tanner has a legitimate opportunity to ask for a recount. We expect the recount next week. Everybody says a margin this size, we're going to win. So we expect this to. We'll go to court next week. I'm going to actually go to court today. The court will appoint people to help with the recount. We'll do that Wednesday or Thursday next week, and we'll be on our way.
Okay, and how long before you think we'll get a resolution?
My race probably next week, Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. There it is.
Good luck with that. Delegate Tim Hugo, Virginia House of Delegates, Republican, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll keeping us updated on I-66. Good luck fighting the fight. It is 7:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First, on the Pfizer's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Let's check that ride right now. 66 commuters, if you are a single commuter and not heading in toward with a two or more, what your fee is right now. If you join on from the Beltway, I'm doing the update, $13.50 from the Beltway into D.C. Now, there are different points that you can join into the toll lane, such as through Falls Church, the rates do change accordingly. Now, let's go farther out as we make our trip. It looks like it's going to be 66 East as you head through Manassas. Crash reported. This will be a new one in the Centerville area just after 28 Centerville. Crews responding. 95 North out of Dale City. Lorton, Newington were bunched up. Now, let's go Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. It's just been about the volume. Nothing reported along the way, but back almost near Route 5 Branch Avenue. Heading through Southeast D.C., seeing a slight improvement, but Pennsylvania Avenue, you still need extra time. We had the earlier crash inbound Pennsylvania Avenue at Minnesota Avenue and closed in Aspen Hill, Georgia Avenue each direction between Connecticut and Leigh Hill Road. Accident investigation continues from the overnight crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, gusty winds at times this morning with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies early, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 49. Tonight, some clouds, low of 37. Tomorrow, sunshine and mix of clouds, high around 50 currently in our nation's capital. 43 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
We will move the American Embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
The President of the United States expected to make that announcement today. Speech. And then during that speech, of course, moving it from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. For more on this, let's check in with Noah Pollack, who's with the Weekly Standard. Noah, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Nice to have you here. So tell us, what's your initial reactions to the President of the United States making this speech today?
This is kind of an amazing moment. I mean, it's something that many presidents have promised to do. It's writing a historic wrong that in which the United States and many other countries have let themselves be blackmailed by threats of violence and unrest. Into not recognizing the capital of a Western liberal democracy that is a close ally of the United States. The more you read about it and think about it, I mean, the only reason this we have not recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is because we have been mau-mau'd by various terrorist regimes and dictatorships into not doing it. I complain about many things that Trump does, but this one I got to take my hat off to him. He's doing the right thing, and it's a courageous move.
Yeah, there's reaction already. I mean, Palestinian President Abbas has urged the Pope, Russian, French, and Jordanian leaders to intervene on this idea, as well as Hamas has called for a quote day of rage with this all going
on every other day. So
yeah, there you go.
Just noticed Tuesday.
Nothing's new. Yeah, Tuesday. And then Erdogan is also saying that he'll cut ties with Israel if the U.S. embassy moves. Do you think all of this is sort of just kind of feckless whining or a serious threat?
Turkey has under Erdogan over the past 10 years or so has played an increasingly bad role, and that's obviously a problem. These guys are trying to do what they've always done to get their way, which is attempt to bully people, and that's what this is. I mean, they're trying to intimidate the United States. I do not think U.S. foreign policy should have a veto placed on it by rent-a-mobs in the Middle East. We're a big, strong country. We have the ability to do what's right. And if the Jordanian king wants to have, allow people to riot in the streets of Amman over this, that's kind of his problem. And I think that's a very foolish thing for these people to do. But they're the ones choosing to escalate if they want to escalate. The idea that the United States recognizing that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel changes anything is to their detriment is
right.
Ridiculous.
Like they'll hate Israel more now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. We didn't hate them before, but now we really do. Noah, let me ask you a question here. So we're just moving the embassy. There are plenty of embassies that aren't necessarily in Washington, D.C. So what does it matter? Does it really matter that much? It's just an embassy.
Yeah, so there's sort of two issues here, and they're closely related. But the real thing that the thing of actual significance is the U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The location of the embassy, I agree with you. I mean, the physical place where that building stands does not really matter that much. But people often get, I think, a little bit like distracted by that. When the real issue is recognizing the capital. There's sort of a long history to this, but basically, when Israel was founded, the United States did not, and many other countries did not recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital because under the UN partition plan, which Israel accepted and the Arab states rejected, Jerusalem was considered, was going to be an international city, had no sovereign state, government. And so in deference to this, the United States and many other countries did not recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. I mean, we're talking now about 1948, 1949. It's a long time ago. And the Arabs launched a war. They lost that war. Israel, took Western Jerusalem. It's kind of ridiculous that over 70 years later here, we're still not willing to say that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. I mean, it's where the Knesset is, the Prime Minister's office. It's sort of enough time.
We're also seeing today some reporting that Trump is expected to support a two-state solution today. Any reaction to that?
Look, this is one of the things that drove a lot of people on the left crazy, is that he would not say that he supported a two-state solution. He would only say that he supported whatever the parties wanted to work out for themselves. I don't think it really matters whether he says he supports a two-state solution. I mean, when he said, I support whatever the parties work out for themselves, that certainly didn't preclude there being a two-state solution. So I don't think Trump is sort of changing policy here or giving anything away. And if it's something he can say that makes people happy, then it's fine to say it.
Also, I saw Senator Dianne Feinstein criticizing the president for making this move. She's like, you know, she's saying that, I saw her on Twitter yesterday saying, reports indicate the president is moving it. I wrote him last week to explain why that would be a terrible decision. The weird thing is she's voted for it a bunch of times. In fact, this year, 90 U.S. senators and zero opposed voted to move the embassy to Jerusalem. What's the deal there?
There is a bonfire of hypocrisy here. I mean, you have a number of politicians who for many, many years said publicly that they supported doing this when there was no actual, seemed like, especially under Obama, no actual chance of it happening. And now Trump is, to his great credit, he said, okay, well, you know, you all support it. We got 90 senators in support of it. Let's do it. And now, I mean, a few of them, I mean, to their credit, I mean, Chuck Schumer, Ben Cardin, you know, some of the senior level Democrats who have called for this in the past have come out publicly in support of it. But there are a few like Feinstein who are being total hypocrites here.
Yeah, and that doesn't seem to be unusual. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time. Noah Pollack, thank you so much with the Weekly Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your information on this, making us smarter. It is now 7:23 on WMAL.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I am so excited about this because I have to tell you guys, this is for the guys, this is a no-fail, absolute win Christmas present, Hanukkah present, New Year's present, whatever you want to call it, or just because. I am talking about Pajamagram. My husband got me this. It was one of the best presents he ever got me. I vividly remember it. They are the world's softest pajamas. You can get them only at pajamagram.com. Pajamagram.com. They are lighter than a cloud. They're softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. And women love our pajamas. We will wear them all day if we can. They're like a hug. You're sending her a hug. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today. Surprise her with something that she's going to love all year long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap it because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Mary Walter sent you.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alert, alert. 66 in the westbound direction. We have a lot going on with this crash here. So if you're taking your ride, 66 passing Fair Oaks up ahead past 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. I'm watching this crash with a lot of fire and rescue units here at the scene and only allowing the grassy. No, they're letting the shoulder get by now. So on the left, far left shoulder only. So that means all travel lanes are stopped. 66 after 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. So please watch and stay alert, too, for fire and rescue units arriving on shoulders as well. For the eastbound ride, you can see all this activity. And, man, it's a lot to see. So we've linked up our delays. Manassas for 286. Get a little bit of a break. And then some volume at Nutley Street and the Beltway. Also, Manassas and south of 66 crashes on the Prince William Parkway right near Balls Ford Road. Along the trip on the Beltway through Annandale Volume Toll Road toward the Legion Bridge. Normal topside Beltway tie-ups from College Park to Silver Spring. We're doing okay this morning through New Carrollton. Not so bad in Forestville. Trip to the Wilson Bridge before you get to St. Barnabas Road bunched up. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
About to give way to some sunshine. Upper 40s near 50 degrees all day. Overnight tonight, colder, 37 with a few clouds around. Seasonably chilly tomorrow, near 50 with clouds and sunshine. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs only in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
You hear that? You got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
And coming up on WMAL, we're going to tell you about an award that was bestowed by Beyonce. We'll tell you upon whom she bestowed this award. You might be a little angry. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is sponsored by Cabinet Discounters. An 11-year-old boy remains in critical condition after a shooting in Suitland last night. Police say a 33-year-old neighbor who was babysitting the boy accidentally shot the child in the chest as he was putting the gun away.
This was a tragic, tragic accident.
Jennifer Johnlin with the Prince George's County Police. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan cracking down on gang violence and repeat violent offenders with a new bill.
To get the worst violent offenders who have repeatedly victimized our communities off our streets and into prison.
President Trump today expected to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, drawing criticism from Palestinian legislator Hanan Ashrawi.
President Trump has destroyed not only the chances of peace, but the stability and security of the region as a whole. He has undermined his closest allies in the Arab world.
The Kremlin says it needs to put emotions aside and make a serious analysis after the International Olympic Committee ruling to ban Russia from next year's Olympics in South Korea. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,181, NASDAQ at 67,62. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. What a comeback for the Wizards last night in Portland, topping the Trail Blazers 106-92. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's 7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a couple major problems still ongoing. Accident investigation shutting down the stretch of George Avenue in Aspen Hill. George Avenue closed between Connecticut Avenue and Lay Hill Road. Those will be your workarounds. Also, Norbeck Road, which might take some of the bailout traffic. We now have a crash if you're heading Norbeck Road, if you're going in the westbound, southbound direction. Before you get to Veers Mill Road, that'll put it after East Goody Drive under police direction. 270, Urbana Hyattstown, heavy volume. It's just been about the volume on 270 as we continue down in through to Rockville. Virginia, no change on the lane closures on 66. So heads up here on the westbound side of 66. I'm still looking at all travel lanes blocked. Only the shoulder gets by. So they are allowing at least the shoulder to get by this crash. And I just watched the crews put the two vehicles up on
tow trucks. So they are making progress here, but again, only the shoulder gets by 66 West, and that's just past the 286, the Fairfax County Parkway eastbound 66. Boy, you can see all this activity, even though your lanes are open, it jams us there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gusty wind out of the northwest this morning. That means the front's through. Numbers holding basically steady today in the upper 40s to near 50. Might get some sun later. The rain is pushing east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 40 degrees in Gainesville. It is 45 in La Plata, 43 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. You've made it to Wednesday. Coming up at 8:05. Ken Klukowski, Breitbart legal editor, will be with us, and we'll talk about the case of a baker, a cake, and a gay wedding before the Supreme Court. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais.
All right, so Colin Kaepernick has been keeping his head down. Haven't heard much from him in public, but there is one way to get him to speak in public, and it's to present him with an award, which really does give me an idea, Mary. Time for the Mornings on the Mall You Need to Talk on Our Radio Show Award. Colin Kaepernick will be presenting that to him so we can interview him. But this is the way you get Colin Kaepernick to speak in public, because yesterday at the 2017 Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year Awards. Sports Person of the Year? Okay. We're just getting out of control now. Sports used to be fun. Now it's like, what sports person's going to be award? Sports Person of the Year Awards, Colin Kaepernick was presented with the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award by Beyonce. Here's Beyonce making a surprise appearance last night to present our buddy Kaepernick with his Muhammad Ali Award.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God, it's Beyonce.
To be here on such a special night of appreciation. Thank you, Colin Kaepernick. Thank you for your selfless heart and your conviction. Thank you for your personal sacrifice. Colin took action with no fear of consequence or repercussion, only hope to change the world for the better, to change perception, to change the way we treat each other, especially people of color. We're still waiting for the world to catch up. It's been said that racism is so American that when we protest racism, some assume we're protesting America. So let's be very clear. Colin has always been very respectful.
Yeah. Like when he said that he wouldn't stand for a flag that represents a country that oppresses black people. You're right. No, totally Beyonce. The richest, one of the richest black women in America presenting one of the rich black dudes of America with an award about how oppressive it is. So anyway, that happened yesterday.
Wait, you said she's presenting a rich dude with an award. He's not rich, is he? Is he wealthy?
He was an NFL quarterback.
But he doesn't have a gig. How long was he with an NFL quarterback? You could blow through a couple million easily when you're an NFL quarterback.
He just coughed up $1 million for some think charity that he's supporting that represents his views. He's a wealthy dude. He's done well. On Sunday, though, he also received another award, Colin Kaepernick. And it was for fighting systemic oppression. He won the Southern California American Civil Liberties Union Courageous Advocate Award. Holy cow, that's a mouthful. Colin Kaepernick, here's him speaking upon receiving that award.
Thank you, Hector Villegra, and the ACLU for this honor and for the unrelenting and unwavering work by the ACLU to fight for social justice. We must confront systemic oppression as a doctor would a disease. You identify it, you call it out, you treat it, and you defeat it. We all have an obligation, no matter the risk and regardless of reward, to stand up for our fellow men and women who are being oppressed, with the understanding that human rights cannot be compromised. In the words of Frederick Douglass, If there is no struggle, there is no progress. Thank you.
Thank you. Colin Kaepernick, thank you.
Yay. I have a question. Do you know if there's any value to these awards? Because maybe he could sell them because he still doesn't have a gig. He's unemployed.
Right.
But where does he go once he's gotten all the awards?
I don't know. But this is the way you get him to speak in public, because otherwise he's been lying low. Even last night at the Sports Illustrated Awards for sports people, he refused to do the red carpet. Like, he wouldn't subject himself to questioning. He didn't want people to ask him questions about what he thinks or what his views are, or have them stand up to scrutiny. Only in safe environments where he can stand in front of a microphone and give a speech that he or somebody near him has written. And that's the only environment that we hear from Colin Kaepernick. Otherwise, it's silent protest. Again, if this is the thing you believe in, if you believe so strongly in an issue that you feel like the world needs to know about it, speak upon it. I mean, go out and do the interview. The Today Show's got record ratings now that they can Matt Lauer. Go in and do the Today Show interview. Sit down, get a gentle interview on the Today Show, and explain yourself. Subject yourself to scrutiny. But that's not what's happening. And now, meanwhile, remember, he's on, like, the short list for Time's Person of the Year or whatever. Oh, wait, no, this is new?
Just in, yeah.
I'm sorry.
New. This is new.
We have new info, actually, yeah, about Person of the Year. He was on the short list, but he just lost, I have to tell you. The Silence Breakers named Person of the Year. Silence Breakers.
All right, so there's, Taylor Swift on the cover here. The annoying one of the sisters, the singer, the annoying one who I am a nasty woman. What's her name? Judd. Ashley Judd. Is that Ashley Judd? Yeah, Ashley Judd and Taylor Swift. I do not know who the other three are, do you?
Here's what we've just been handed. In an announcement on U.S. Breakfast Television on Wednesday morning, the group was declared as the most influential person of 2017 based on the magazine editor's reckoning of who or what had most influenced the news in the past year. Second behind them was President Donald Trump, and third was Xi Jinping, the leader of China. Trump was, of course, last year's winner. So there's that. We'll have more information on the Silence Breakers as we plow along here on Mornings on the Mall.
7:43.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mary. Boy, our trip out west, a little bit of a struggle here on 66. I want to take you in the westbound direction, so this is the opposite flow of the commute. If you normally head out toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and Centerville, you need a little extra time. Progress, though, being made at the crash. West of after 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. It's now two lanes that get by. It had only been the shoulder for a while. So again, 66 West after the Fairfax County Parkway. Stay left to get by the crash. Now eastbound, huge delays, just a rubberneck at the scene of this crash where you can still see a lot of flashing lights. So delays out of Manassas through Centerville to 286. On the toll road coming inbound, eastbound through Reston, jammed to get by the crash after Hunter Mill Road. Solid lineup there, just inching along. Also on 66, let's go inside the Beltway. Westbound for the crash at Glebe Road. So we bunched up westbound heading into Falls Church. Eastbound with the HOV restrictions now in place. Calculating the toll if you're leaving the Beltway and heading into D.C. The current toll is $19. Maryland, Aspen Hill, still closed with accident reconstruction. It's Georgia Avenue between Connecticut Avenue and Lay Hill Road. Those will be your workaround points as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's pushing east. Gusty winds out of the northwest this morning. Clouds mixed with some sunshine by this afternoon. 49, this afternoon's temperature, probably not the high for the day. Some of us started in the low 50s this morning, so temperatures really aren't going anywhere. Tonight, a colder 37, but closer to normal outside the Beltway, colder. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow near 50. Friday, colder again, mostly cloudy and 45. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
All right, real quick for you, an update on this. Time Magazine did name the Silence Breakers the Person of the Year, and this represents the hashtag MeToo people and people who inspired women to speak out about harassment in this year's Person of the Year issue. Obviously a big cultural moment, so Time keying in on something that a lot of people are talking about. Also seeing an interview with Taylor Swift here because she's featured on the cover. She's one of the women pictured. And she does an interview talking about how, remember, it was 2013 when that DJ at a country radio station snuck his hand up her skirt and grabbed her tush, and it ended up in him being fired. He ultimately sued her 2 years later. She went to court, and we saw that court case play out in which she won. And during it, she just, you know, got aggressive about how lewd he was and how rude. So that happened. So she's one of the women featured here, and that's what this is about. This is what Time Magazine's up to today.
Do we know who those other women are yet?
I do not have full details on all the other women, but we do know that they're considered the silence breakers, and there are many other women that Time Magazine features, not just the ones on the cover.
Yeah, so, well, as that comes in, more details, we'll let you know.
In fact, I see, in addition to Ashley Judd, I see a picture of Megyn Kelly in here. There's all sorts of people who are named.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the largest voting group, the largest voting bloc since the baby boomers. It is the millennials, according to a new Harvard University poll about what their proclivities are and the way that they tend to lean politically. They found that the 18 to 29-year-olds prefer Democrats to Republicans, 65% to 33%. And they say that's in part because they don't like President Trump and they are fearful about the future. There's a lot of fear in the millennial generation. And I kind of get it. I think they grew up in a time of a lot of economic uncertainty. So I get that there is a lot of fear about the future. They are now the largest generation in the electorate. They are becoming more motivated. They are becoming more politically aware as well. So here are some key findings from the poll. 14% of young Americans, meaning the millennials, believe America is generally headed in the right direction. So that means the vast majority of them don't think we're headed in the right direction. They also believe that the greatest threats from this country come from inside the country, not outside the country. So it's not the Russians. It's not any of that. Their top threats, President Trump, ourselves, and racism. Mm-hmm. They also believe gun laws should be more strict. They have no confidence that the elections will be free of Russian interference and so on. So
when our entire university system and our American entertainment apparatus all dedicate themselves to pursuing the agenda of the Democratic Party, is it any wonder that young people subscribe to those values?
I think the more shocking thing and the more frightening thing is that they're very afraid. They're so afraid of where this country is going, and they think that the threats are from us inside. I think it's very, very telling and interesting. 750 on WMAL.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done, so when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's D-R-I-Z-L-Y. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hey there, Mary. Good Wednesday to you. Well, stocks had a sell-off yesterday that may continue when the market opens this morning. Stock futures are lower at the moment. California is facing yet another costly disaster. Deadly wildfires are burning out of control near Los Angeles. United Health is buying DaVita, which owns more than 2,000 dialysis clinics nationwide. DaVita shares are up nearly 10% in pre-market trading. UPS apparently got caught off guard with online shopping last week and warned of delivery delays. The Wall Street Journal says that UPS may be back up and normal today. Number one on the best places to work in America, Facebook, which gives employees free meals, on-site health care, and lots of time off for new parents. Job site Glassdoor says other companies in the top 20 are Google, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and Delta Airlines. Time reveals its person of the year today. Last year, it was Donald Trump. The magazine recognizes the individual or group that has most influenced the world, for better or worse, during 2017. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Here we go in Aspen Hill, the workaround. We have a closure. It's been like this all morning. An accident, fatal incident overnight closes Georgia Avenue between Connecticut Avenue and Lay Hill Road. So we'll be working around on those roadways. Now watch as you come south on Connecticut Avenue. I'm looking at delays really forming here between Weller Road and Randolph Road. We may have an incident there, so please keep alert. If you're coming off of Georgia Avenue out of the Norbeck area on 28, we're still bunched up to get you past East Booty Drive, had the fender bender as well. Now, Virginia, on 66, westbound direction. Unusual delays continue, but progress with the crash. We have two lanes now getting by. 66 west after the Fairfax County Parkway. The toll road eastbound is jammed after Hunter Mill Road for the incident. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gusty wind out of the northwest this morning. That means fronts through. Numbers holding basically steady today in the upper 40s to near 50. Might get some sun later. The rain is pushing east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Vince, what's coming up on WMAL?
Well, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court and the hearings, the cases that they've been hearing, including that cake case yesterday with Ken Klukowski, the Breitbart legal editor. He's coming up.
And speaking of Breitbart, Bannon on the stump in Alabama. And guess what? D.C.? You live in D.C.? You drink a lot. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. Time Magazine has posted their person of the year. It is not Donald Trump nor Colin Kaepernick. Instead, Time calls the group shot on the cover the Silence Breakers, stemming from the Me Too movement. Victims of sexual harassment speaking out, including actresses Ashley Judd and Alyssa Milano, as well as Susan Fowler, a former Uber engineer. An 11-year-old boy remains in critical condition after a shooting in Suitland last night. Police say a 33-year-old neighbor who was babysitting the boy at the time accidentally shot the child in the chest as he was putting the gun away.
We do believe that this was a tragic accident. The 33-year-old man is distraught. We are speaking with him now, so we are very much in the early stages of this investigation.
Jennifer Donlan with Prince George's County Police. Drivers on 66 brace for another day of high tolls, but relief could be on the way.
Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo among those not happy with the cost of driving on I-66 these days.
When you see tolls on day number two that are $40, this is not what people were told. This is not what they are promised.
He says a cap on tolls are among the changes that should be explored. In the meantime, there's a new Fairfax Connector Express route. Tom Bashadny's with the County Department of Transportation.
So this week, the service is free as a trial, and then starting next week, the fare will be $4.25.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro at a crossroads with competing plans on how to get it back on track.
The report just released by former U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood calls for a new Metro Reform Board to replace the current board of directors.
The current board is unwieldy, too parochial.
He says this new board will only have one purpose.
Making WMATA number one again.
And Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says the reform board needs to happen.
I know my legislators. I know what it takes.
If Metro wants more money from his state. Current Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans, though, calls the reform board idea a distraction.
It's all half measures. It's almost political cover so they don't have to do what needs to be done.
Which he says is a new region-wide sales tax to fund Metro. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As the White House supports Alabama's Roy Moore, President Trump's attorney asking a judge to dismiss a defamation lawsuit by a woman who has accused the president of sexual harassment.
Summer Zervos is demanding that Trump apologize or retract his statements and pay damages to be decided by the court. But Trump's attorneys say the case is...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.